Welcome to The Conservative's Guide to American Politics. My name is Ed Bejarano, and I am an otherwise happy-go-lucky conservative who enjoys life in North Idaho with his wife and two golden retrievers. For all intents and purposes, I keep to myself and figure folks should live and let live. You know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But I am frustrated watching the news. All I really tune in to see is the weather and maybe some local interest stories, but most of what they show me is their political bias and socialistic tendencies. The American media is no longer neutral. Instead, they use their megaphone to influence political power. The ideals of America have been hijacked by people who otherwise dislike or hate American ideology. I started this podcast as my way to fight back from my little slice of America. Call it a rallying cry for other common sense conservatives to arm themselves against the onslaught of negativity. It is time the America-hating progressives hear from the silent majority. It is time for conservatives to stand up and be heard. Welcome to Conservatives Guide. You know, things are moving so fast that I've gotten to the point where I can't script my episodes. At least not completely. I think I'm getting get to the point where something comes across my desk that irks me and that I feel you should hear about. I'm just going to turn on record and I'm going to record it. So let me start by saying, hey, thank you so much for tuning in and sharing Conservatives Guide. Right now, honestly, I don't think it has ever been more important for you to share these episodes and, more importantly, talk about these issues. Sunshine is the best disinfectant. And if we don't talk about it, then it happens in obscurity, and before we know it, our rights are gone. Now, the letter I'm going to read to you here in just a moment is from the desk of Attorney General of Missouri, Eric Schmidt. And he wrote this on July 13th, 2022. Now, the letter was emailed to me from a friend. No offense to my friend, I know you're listening, and you know that you sent me this letter. It's not that I don't trust you implicitly, but I looked this up. I went to the Attorney General's website for Missouri. I looked up the news feed, and I went to the publications of his press releases, and sure enough, here's the letter. So for those naysayers who would say, no way, this can't be happening in America, it's happening, folks. This is what's happening on a daily basis, behind our backs, under cover of disguise, hidden from the public. And if we don't do something about it, if we don't raise our voices and say enough, it's just going to continue and continue until the communists who run the Democratic Party of America get their way and turn our country into a totalitarian state. That just can't happen. So this letter was sent to Director Christopher Wray of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So here's the letter. Dear Director Wray, it has come to my attention that the Federal Bureau of Investigation has informed several Missouri County sheriffs that they will be showing up in August to audit CCW permit holder records. The FBI states, quote, the audit includes an on-site review of your concealed carry weapons permits, end quote. Let me be perfectly clear. Allowing federal agents from the FBI to have access to records of Missourians who have a permit to carry a concealed weapon violates Missouri law and infringes on our Second Amendment rights. Missouri law specifically prohibits sharing this confidential list with the federal government. Quote, information retained in the concealed carry permit system under this subsection shall not be distributed to any federal, state, or private entities, end quote. And that's section 571.101.9, parenthesis 2, RSMO. The people's elected representative pass this law after it became known that the Obama administration wanted to know which Missourian had firearms, supposedly to establish who was entitled to federal benefits. We wanted to leave no doubt that the citizens of Missouri have a constitutional right to bear arms, and the federal government has no business poking around to find out their identities. I was a state senator when this law was passed, and I proudly voted for it. In fact, we deliberately wrote the state law so that only the elected county sheriff had access to the CCW list you were trying to get. Here in the Heartland, we elect our county sheriffs, who are members of our communities. The same cannot be said for your out-of-touch FBI. You may wonder why there is such strong suspicion of federal agents here in the Show-Me State. Simply put, Missourians are hardworking, law-abiding citizens who don't need a national nanny state keeping tabs on us. But more than that, over the last couple of years, we've seen story after story of incompetence and corruption at the highest level of the FBI. Our trust in your agency is at an all-time low. Here are a few examples of how the Biden administration and liberal deep staters within the FBI have severely tarnished the reputation of this once well-respected agency. You famously targeted the parents of school children who showed up to express their concerns at school board meetings. Unbelievably, somehow this was done as an alleged violation of the Patriot Act. In addition to targeting parents, your agency has targeted conservatives, most famously the witch hunt against President Trump and his team, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and other endlessly investigated fake allegations fabricated by the Hillary Clinton campaign and Democratic operatives. Yet, while it persecutes conservatives, the FBI turns a blind eye to Democrats. The FBI inexplicably cleared Hillary Clinton of wrongdoing and has been sitting on evidence of criminal activity on Hunter Biden's laptop for years. Now the FBI appears to be targeting Missouri gun owners, and we will not stand for it. We believe in the Second Amendment here. So does the Supreme Court, as you may have seen in the recent landmark opinion. In the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, I led dozens of state attorney generals in filing a brief defending our Second Amendment rights, and we prevailed. In light of all of these facts, Missourians have concluded that the FBI leadership in Washington, D.C. has been weaponized for the political gain. You have lost our trust, and you seem to be completely indifferent towards trying to rebuild it. Instead, you announce that you will show up at the offices of our elected Missouri sheriffs in open and blatant violation of our state law and seek to find out who in Missouri holds a legal CCW permit. This is not going to happen. I will fight you tooth and nail with all of the resources that the people of Missouri have given me as their attorney general. Very truly yours, Eric S. Schmidt, Attorney General. Let me just pause here and say, God bless Mr. Schmidt. We need to have every state attorney general be so bold. Now, I live in Kootenai County, Idaho. It's up in the north panhandle section of the state. And we elected a Sheriff Bob Norris to office. And on several occasions when the government handed down mandates during the COVID crisis, Bob sent a letter out to the individuals demanding compliance and CC'd the public, saying, oh, hell no. F you, so to speak. I'm the sheriff. I'm the law of the county. And I'm not going to enforce it, nor I'm not going to allow any of my citizens to be persecuted for it. You know, That is what America elects people to represent us for our interests, our rights. Constitutional rights are not something that wavers. The idea that the federal government would audit the sheriff's department with the intention of getting information on the concealed carry weapons holder is just appalling. This shows just how Gestapo-ish the Biden comrade communist regime really is. I cannot say this strongly enough. This is how Hitler operated. Hitler went after the guns, and as soon as he took away the guns, then he killed millions. Is Comrade Biden the Hitler of today? I fear he is. He just hired 87,000 IRS agents to do the bidding that the FBI is too embarrassed to do, because letters like this are being written all over the place. I'm going to be scouring my own state of Idaho to see if such a letter was sent out by our attorney general. We have a new attorney general that's going to be coming into office in January. So if this letter hasn't already been written, I'm sure it will be written very soon. However, folks, this is what we're dealing with. This is what's happening behind closed doors. And if the individuals who are receiving these demands don't tell you about it, the media is certainly not going to report it. The media is completely in the tank for the Communist Democrat Party of America. They want totalitarian government, which is funny as hell, because when Hitler took over, the first thing he did was kill the reporters and take over the media. Why these idiots in the newspapers and TV stations don't understand that is completely beyond me. These flipping morons don't even read a history book. It's not even 100 years ago. These guys came in under Hitler's regime and killed anybody who disagreed with the Nazi communist idea. The Nazi Marxism idea, excuse me. Oh, I'm so rattled. This is absolutely flipping crazy. These guys are going to come in, try to identify everybody who is a concealed weapons holder, permit holder. For what reason? Well, maybe that coincides with why they want 87,000 more IRS agents. Maybe that's going to be the list that they use for the audits. Those are going to be the first people audited. How far are we going to let this go? At what point do we say no more? Attorney generals like Eric Schmidt are doing great things. They're standing up as best they can, but they need all of us. They cannot do this alone. They need us to stand up with them shoulder to shoulder and not just say no, but hell no. You are not taking away our rights. You're not going to silence me. You're not going to use the power of the IRS to make me beholden to your crap. I'm not going to be censored. I'm not going to allow you to dictate how I live my life. I'm an American, damn it. And that's the way it's going to stay. Folks, if you want to comment on this, please send a message, hello@conservativesguide.com, and I will share your words with the listeners. We have got to talk about this. We have got to share the reality of what's happening behind closed doors with everybody. Because honestly, I would not have believed this. This is a good friend of mine who sent me this letter, and I didn't believe it. I had to look it up and find this identifying source to prove that it was real. On the cusp, I would not have believed it. I did not want to believe it. I can't believe we live in an America where this kind of stuff happens, where the federal government is going to say, I'm going to audit your weapons permit holders so that we know who has the weapons. How Hitler-esque. Comrade Biden, F you.
This has been an episode of The Conservative's Guide to American Politics. We hope you've gained new knowledge that helps you in your day-to-day struggle to navigate the minefield of liberal ideals. Please share this episode with your conservative friends and help them gain the strength needed to face the progressive assault against America. The stance we take today will determine our future and the future for our children. Like this podcast and help send a message to the progressives. Stand proud of your conservative ideology. Bring together your neighbors and look not for the shelter of silence. Speak your mind, exercise your right to free speech, or one day the idea of America might only be a note in history.